coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. No. To walk into my destiny,
God is challenging me.
To go where I've not been,
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes,
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 yes.
I'm coming out of my
zone. Whoa.
Trust and believe, for to go where I'm not going, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling me
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I'm not going.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my
have a great time this evening. I'm too sure about that. All right, yeah, you're gonna have a great time this evening. Okay, if you don't have your Bible close by, you need to get it, as I like us to read the focus scripture that we have for this meeting. All right, that's very important as we proceed tonight. All right, last Friday we had Reverend Rex Onosoya, Reverend Larry Rex Onosoya, my husband, come to speak with us on this platform. And I need to know that it was a great one, as a lot of people were blessed. I also needed to know that there's a lot the Lord is still saying concerning even the topic that is before us. I must be sincere with you, after Reverend's teaching, you know, it was as if the Lord opened my eyes to what we are really dealing with as a topic. I need to know that there's a lot that we need to be aware of, all right, as we end the year 2020. Now, the days of this year has not ended yet, all right? The days haven't ended, and that means that your life continues, amen. It's us that lives in time. God doesn't live in time. So things are still happening for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things are still happening for every one of us. So you don't peg your life to, I'm waiting for 2021. Don't wait. Let's keep moving. Glory to God. Let's keep moving. There's a lot of projects. There's a lot of discoveries. There's a lot of things we still need to know that we don't know. So we don't wait. We keep moving. Hallelujah. So that's what I want you to, I don't want you to put your life on pause that you are waiting for a new year. No, you are the new year. Hakibaso katayarabaso. I said you are the new year. Everything happening to you is because you have allowed it. Amen. Because we allowed it. So we won't wait for another year to start another project. Our life is an ongoing. It's ongoing. It's ongoing. So the progress we want to make is ongoing. Glory to God. Glory to God. The advantage we want to have, it's ongoing. It's ongoing. Ongoing. Mara katora bosa. The answered prayer we want to have, it's ongoing. Look, everything we need, it's ongoing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are not living a post life. Our life is not post. All right? Our life isn't post at all. So we keep moving. Bible says the power of the just is the shining light. It keeps shining. It keeps shining ever brighter, ever brighter. So we keep shining. Hallelujah. All right. I need you to put your faith on that pedestal that I keep shining. I'm not waiting for 2020. I'm not waiting for 2022. I'm not waiting for 2023. That's not what I'm waiting for. I'm just moving. Glory to God. And I keep going from glory to glory, from strength to strength. That's how it's going to be. We keep moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't pause. We don't stop. We don't begin to wonder, oh, am I still on the right track? Or if you are not, get on the right track and keep moving. If you fall down, get up. Hallelujah. If you fall down, get up and keep moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says that the righteous man will fall 7 times, but he rises up again. He has the ability to keep moving. Hallelujah. So that's who we are. We keep moving. We don't stop. We don't stop. So in case you're here tonight and somewhere you're looking for a new vision, you keep moving. Glory to God. You are moving. You are moving. You are shaking things. Hallelujah. You are shaking things. You are unstoppable. Mandeliga dosa. Eko ruso mantalega dosa. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You keep moving. You know, you live in a life, you live in a place where you can make everything possible. That's the life that we live. We can make all things possible because we believe. That's what scripture says. Because we believe. So we're making all things around us possible. All things we see, we want a possibility to read, then it's up to us. Hallelujah. It's up to us. We don't, that's why I started with the fact that you don't stop. You just keep moving and let the Holy Ghost lead you. Hallelujah. You keep moving and let the Holy Ghost direct your step. You keep moving and let the Holy Ghost show you what to do, how to do what to do, but you keep moving. Hallelujah. That's where you and I are. We need to keep, you don't get stuck because of one situation. You don't get stuck because of something that happened to you. No, you keep moving. So let's read the scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. Let's read the scriptures tonight. Let's read the scriptures tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'd like you to go there with me. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mandeli gadosha kara gadosa. Could you just talk in other tongues? Could you go ahead and talk in other tongues tonight? Ekusha manto legedoso kato yegebonko. Ekusha manto legarosa. Go ahead and stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost tonight. Ekisho kosubrado kosubrande. Legedika yaka rakata yegedoso. Mandelegadosa. Come on, go ahead. Say, I am receptive tonight. I'm receptive tonight in the name of Jesus. Ekushamako sokoto liba kataya. I'm receptive tonight in the name of Jesus. I hear what I need to hear. Hallelujah. I hear what I need to hear. I move in the direction that I need to move in. I make a shift where I need to make the shift. Hallelujah. Mako sokoto yalagadike. Lembroko supara kataya lebosa legedosa. Lendoroboso yekera bashimba roko. Tosa lebarara shikera dosa mandeleka rosso koto yegaraba shibara gadosa o manusu fere kotoya. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58, it says, therefore my beloved brethren. All right, therefore, my beloved brethren, that's what it says here. Lekusha makadosa, it says, be steadfast. All right, it says, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, let me say something to you before our guest minister comes in. Hallelujah. Please, as you come in, I'd like you to mute your mic, all right, so that we could hear, so that everyone can hear. Now, listen to me. I need to know that when God fashioned us and then he brought us to the planet Earth, he didn't promise us that there would not be trouble. Rather, no, he didn't promise you that things would just go smoothly, you know, none of that. No. He gave us the Holy Ghost so that whatever comes our way, listen to me now. It says, so that whatever comes our way, kibaso kataya labodosa, we will be unmovable. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost, Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter what is in the world. You've got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You've got the Holy Ghost as your seal. So that you're not promised the life that is looking like you want it right now. You are the one that will make your way. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? I said, you are the one that would make your way. You're going to make your way in this time. You're going to make your way because you have the Holy Ghost on your inside. And with the Holy Ghost together, you're on the winning side. Did you hear what I said? I said, with the Holy Ghost on your inside, then you are sure to do the supernatural. You are sure to do the possibility. You're sure to have the advantageous life. You are sure for this reason. Hallelujah. For this reason. For this reason, the Holy Ghost was given to you and I. So we're not here deciding to live a disadvantaged life. No, we are here because of the Holy Ghost as our helper to live an advantageous life. Glory to God. So listen to me, child of God. Listen to me, child of God. You need to get matured in the things of the Spirit. You need to be intentional about the things of the Spirit. You need to grow up telling yourself you want the things of the Spirit to happen in your life. Hallelujah. So you rise up. You rise up. You came to the planet Earth to fight. It's a fighting ground. Glory to God. Yeah. Bible makes us understand that the enemy is the god of this world. So it's a fighting place that you are in. So you can't just come and tell yourself you just want to be careless about life. No, you can't be careless. You're going to end this year a winner. You're ending this year victorious. You're ending this year telling yourself all things are truly going to work together for your good. You are ending this year knowing, oh, that you win. Come on, child of God. Go ahead and just talk in the Holy Ghost tonight, that you hear the right words that will take you to the next step of action. Hallelujah. You hear the right words, mandalika toya lagadosa, kera gadosa, that would open your eyes to the things that you do not know about. Ike fokusha mako toya labaso, ekizo konto ya lagadosa. Come on, talk in other tongues wherever you are. Liboruso mandalibarakataya gadosa, ikosoto yiga
bakateye legedusha mandeliga rakataye leboso lekimo sukoto yegadosha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marakiba koso kataye lebosa igozo montoye regedosha mantaya lagadosha ekira bosa. Come on, go ahead, declare the Holy Ghost tonight. Lima rosso parakatosa mandarika dosa. I grow up in the supernatural. I grow up ikeleka rosso koto. I mature in the things of the spirit. Ekila moko sokotoya. I came here to live a victorious life, and I'm having a victorious life. Hallelujah. Daruko toya lagadosa. I came here to live a life of possibilities, and I'm living that life in the name of Jesus. Ikelike roko sokotoya laba. I came here to live a life of answers, and I'm having answers all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Ekia bakoko yegabakata. Limbro no so baragadosha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ekia rakataya rabatoya ramasompelegeta. Lokuto igarosa kanta yalabosa. Enonusha kaya labosa. Ekerosa. Come on, we will not limit ourselves. We will keep moving. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I said we will keep moving. We would not limit ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we move. Okara masokoto yalabasa. I said we move. Lekerosa, we push. Ike ikayako toyegedosa. Manda rakatoya legedosa. Manta yekerigadosa. We are focused. Hallelujah. Elima rakataya labosa. We end the year 2020 victoriously. Eya rakatola. Come on, church. I need you to keep dreaming. I need you to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. All things are possible to you because you believe. Do I have believing people with me tonight? Do I have believing people with me tonight? Go ahead. Ikayiga ragadosa. Say, I believe all things are possible to me. We have a secure future. Ikayenke reketoya ragadosa. A secure future. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Marakiba koso kataye legedosha. Enonuso faradosa. We give God praise tonight. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're just gonna welcome our guest minister for tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I believe you have read about Pastor Ayo. Tonight he's a teacher, and I believe that the Spirit of God will be speaking through him to take us further in the conversation that we have started already. All right? So I need us to be ready tonight. I need your heart to be ready tonight. I need us ready tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I need you ready tonight, telling yourself you're going to take every mountain down. Hallelujah. We're taking the mountain down. We're not going to cross over with the unnecessary baggage into the year 2021. No, 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 no. We're going in victoriously. Glory to God. That's how we're going to enter. We're entering the year victoriously. We're ending the year well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're ending the year with testimonies, and we're walking into 2021 with better, greater testimonies in the name of Jesus. All things, I will repeat myself consistently now. I said all things are possible to you. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Your spirit man is alive. Your spirit man is awake. Your spirit man wants to take everything. He wants to make all things work together, but you need to cooperate. Hallelujah. So you cannot have a fearful mind. You cannot decide to live to live a defeated life. You can't just you can't just decide to take life as it comes. No, you're going to speak into the life. Hallelujah. You're going to speak into life. You're going to speak into life. Where your body is concerned, you're going to speak into your health. Where your marriage is concerned, you're going to speak whatever you want. Hallelujah. Ekiya makosoto yegedosa. Mandeli barakataya labosa. I said whatever you want, you can make happen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's the kind of spirit that we have. Hallelujah. We make things happen. We make things happen. We are not defeated. Hallelujah. We cannot be defeated. Ekira moso, we are not quitters. Limaroko to yiga bakata yega dosa. Come on, church, we keep moving. Hallelujah. We keep moving. We keep moving. We keep moving. We keep moving. Iramba rakata yelege dosa. We keep moving. It doesn't matter what's happening in our lives presently. Come on now. It's not able to define what Jesus has done for you and I. Woo! It cannot define us. Glory to God. Glory to God. It cannot define us. Marakata yalaboso. Ekusha manta yegadosa. Kelegedosa. Glory to God. Mari Keboka, come on, go ahead and just allow your spirit soul tonight. Lady Masokata Yega Dosa Manka Toya Labadosa. Go ahead and say, I lay hold of that is mine. I lay hold on that is mine. In the name of Jesus. Ekia Makoso Koto. Ibrakata Yekeriga Dosa. Come on, do I have men and women that are unstoppable tonight? Hallelujah. You are unstoppable. Keima rakatoya. Lembrokuto yigadaso keteye leboka. Rakatoye giba kanto yegedusha. O maruso fele ketoya ramasata. Ena no shakata. Leye de koro kotoya rabakoto yemanasa. Ena nosa. Marabasupradoso kelegedosha. In the name of Jesus. Ibarakataya lagoso. Manta yegedosa. Marabosa. Come on, let me read another translation of the same version that we have been reading, of the same verse of scripture we've been reading. It says, my dear friends, stand firm. Hallelujah. Come on now. I said, it says, stand firm. Firm. Hallelujah. Firm. Firm. And don't be shaken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cannot allow that. Hallelujah. It says, stand firm. Stand firm in that belief of yours. I said, stand firm with that scripture you are holding on to. Glory to God. I said, stand firm. And when you have the scripture, there is no reason to shake. Because with the scripture, you've got that holds the faith. Hallelujah. Together. You've got that you can put your faith upon. That because the word of God has said this, so you believe it and that settles it. Hallelujah. Makusha makoto iga donso katala. It says, stand firm, don't shake, don't be shaking. Always keep ekira donso kata yenge donso. Keep yourself busy working for the Lord. Hayika makata ekuso ikara bonso. It says, you know that everything you do for Him is what why. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you do for the Lord, whatever you do for the Lord, ikayana noko yoko toyi gadoso, it's rewarding. Hallelujah. Makotola, listen to this one. It says, so now, beloved ones, stand firm. Oh my God. It says, stand firm. What is firm cannot shake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is firm cannot shake. What is firm cannot be destabilized. What is firm? Kirano sokoto yiga bosa. Mandere boso. What is firm? Oh, parosa. No wind of discouragement can move it. Helika moko suka dayalaba. What is firm? Alina no shinga dosa. No situation of life can move it. Limoruso kataya lagadosa. Mandelesa. Listen. listen to the child of God. I say, what is standing firm? Ekibo kotoye legedosa, mandelebo shikaya lagadosa, like sokoto. No wind of the world can move it. Ekibo kosoka taya labosa, mandelebo shikata ya labosa. So you're firm. It says, be firm. It says, be stable. It says, be enduring. It says, live your life with an unshakable confidence. Where? In the word of God. Hallelujah. That's how we're going to win. Hallelujah. That's how we have been winning from the year past. So we can't give up now. Glory to God. From the months past. Come on now. You're here with me. Come on. Somebody defeated COVID. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what the enemy is pointing at you. You've got the word of God and you are a winner. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. You are a winner. You are a winner. Anyway, you are a winner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Could you just lift up your hands and give God praise that tonight, Ekima Kosoko Toyalabasote, you will hear a word that you need. Hallelujah. Tonight, you're going to hear the word that you need in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The word that you need, the word that you can use, the word that will be practical to you. You're going to hear that word tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let your heart not be troubled at all. There's going to be a stirring of your faith tonight. Hallelujah. A stirring of your faith tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep your heart open. Be ready to receive tonight. Say, I'm ready to receive. I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, now Pastor Ayo is in. All right, so Pastor Ayo, would like you to go on video right away as we'd like to have you up now. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. It's good to have you.
Okay.
Glory to God. Very well, very well, very well. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we ready tonight, everyone? Good, good, good.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Good. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can see you. Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My apologies for joining you late.
It's okay.
Nigeria network issues. This is another third network I'm on now. So
great.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Thank you, sir, for coming.
And thank you for those words of prayer and prophecy. I'm so blessed.
Praise God.
So blessed.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
So much. Okay.
All right.
So, Rev, can I go on?
Yes, you're ready.
Yes, you
We're waiting. We're waiting to have it all.
Okay, praise God. All right. So, I want to start by prayer since we already prayed. So, I'll just read 1 chapter 18. I had actually read what the scripture. And actually, what's your job?
Glory to God.
Okay, so I think I just unmuted myself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So I asked Rev what scripture we're standing on. By the way, Merry Christmas and compliments of the season.
Same to you, sir.
What scripture we're standing on, and she mentioned to me 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm just going to share with us certain thoughts that the Lord laid upon my heart. 57. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, down to verse 58. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, "Therefore," and I want us to observe, so what I'm just going to basically do tonight in the short time that we have together is a run through some scriptures. I believe in the Word. I believe in scriptures. I believe in the Bible. The only thing that has worked for me ever in my life is the scriptures, is the Word of God. And that's all that matters as far as I'm concerned. I read Welsh English Spring talking about being steadfast, holding on to God's Word. It may sound cliche, but that is so important, so vital in the days that we live in. We all are aware of the fact that everything that man ever considered to be fail-proof has failed. Economies have failed. Theories have failed. Policies have failed. Governments have failed. And the only thing that has stood the test of time still remains God's Word. And so whilst it may sound cliche, I want you to know that that's one of the biggest admonition that we can ever receive, to stand immovable, steadfast, and continue. But look at what it says in verse 57.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 15, 57.
Come
on. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory." And I want you to underline the word "giveth," not "gives." "Giveth," present, continuous. And so the experience of victory ought to be a continuous thing for the believer. It's not one isolated experience in his life. All right, so he has victory in his finances, but he has problems with his health. He has victory with his health, but he has problems in his marriage. He says, "Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory." So God desires to give us the victory. That's what he does. He gives us the victory. It's a continuous experience for the believer. And this is what I mean. I know you may have met Christians who would say things sometimes.
You didn't read it.
I
didn't read it. At least you
didn't say it. He was communicating while I was praying. He could not answer on time.
And so that those that didn't mind.
You
keep putting. So you have to keep putting people's mics on.
That's what I'm doing. I'm getting everything
together. Strength to strength. To victory. That's what the Bible promises us. It says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, something else that's so vital here is the fact that if he says that he led us the victory, then there will be occasions for you to be given the victory, which means life is not going to be a walk in the park. There will be occasions, there will be necessities, occasions that will necessitate you receiving victory. Okay. The Bible says that having done all to stand, it says stand therefore, and then it talks about the evil day, Ephesians chapter 6. So the scripture never tells us that we wouldn't have problems. What it promises is that through it all, God giveth us the victory. We are going to go from the story of victory to another story of victory to another story of victory. They won't be isolated things, there will be continuous occurrences in our lives now. So two things I want to point out very quickly to you before we even get to verse 58, which is the core thing. Number one is, if God giveth us the victory, it means that we will always have occasions that necessitates us receiving victory. God gives it, but we receive it. Okay, we always have such occasions. So the fact that there's a challenge or problem in your life does not mean God is angry with you or you have messed up or there's one sin somewhere. You know, that's the way people think. It's like when that man was blind on earth, Jesus saw him. And then the disciple said, "Okay, so who sits? For who sits? Is there is this man being punished?" And Jesus said, "Well, that's not the big issue. We're not talking sins here. He says, easy to experience things. Jesus, for that the glory of God may be revealed. So what happens is, many times when believers are going through stuff, immediately their minds are wondering, what have I done wrong? What is it? What God angry is? You see, but that's not the case. The fact that your believer puts you in a war zone, and that brings me to the second point, which is that the believer is born into war. And most reorient our minds to this. You know, many times we think that we even tell people, once you give your heart to Jesus Christ, oh, your problems are over, but that's not true. When a man says yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, he's born into the war zone. Okay, so you've got to rearrange your mind to realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare, they are mighty true, but we're born into war. Okay, but the beauty about this war, this fight, is the fact that God always gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. So number one is this. Your life is important. Your story should be a compendium of victories upon victories upon victories upon victories. That should be the sum of your life. Number two is the recognition and the realization that when you said yes to the Lordship of Jesus, you were born into a war zone. And let's move on to verse 58 very quickly. It says, therefore, my brethren, because of this. So there's a reason why he's telling us what he's telling us now. What is the reason why he's telling us? Because God always giveth us the victory. It's a law. Okay, he says he giveth us the victory. He says, therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain for the Lord. So he says, be ye steadfast, unmovable. And let me read you. Just very quickly, what that word steadfast, because I know that's the focus of this meeting tonight. What that word steadfast means in the Greek, it means to be stationary. It means something that sits in one place for a very long time. It says be steadfast, stationary, something that sits, stands, stays in one place for a very long time. Okay? Says it's frequently used in connection with foundations of buildings, support structures of buildings, something that is unbreakable, something that is permanent, something that is strong. So Paul says, be steadfast. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, be steadfast, unshakable, unbreakable, immovable. He says, be steadfast on the word of God, because that is what delivers towards the victory. Let me read you something that will bless you. Go to Revelations very quickly. Revelations. And in the day and the time that we live in, I can tell you categorically that really all that you need is the word of God. You actually do not even need no connection. You don't need to know nobody. You know, many times people are talking about their network. You see that your net worth is your net work, and that's beautiful, that's fine. But sometimes when we use those phrases, it messes up our minds because we think we're not so much if we don't know so many people. We don't have so much if we don't know so many people. We're looking at who you have on your phone on speed dial and things like that. You see, but he that has a word from God is the most prosperous person on the earth. And it's important that we render our minds to that, the power in the scriptures. Now look at Revelation, still talking about the fact that the believer is born into war zone. Now, all of us will face different things in our lives. And by the way, 2020 has been probably the most amazing year of all of our lives. We all will agree to that. We all, things that we never thought could happen in 2020. Everything was challenged. Every single thing was challenged. Some of us on this call, we have lost things in 2020. Your businesses may have been affected. Your career may have been affected. Your relationships may have been affected. Every single thing. God knows that we thought were unshakable, were shaken. Some are still being shaken today. And so vital. I was reading an article from New York Times yesterday, and they said something else so striking. What most people don't know is that COVID-19 is the lightning before the thunder. past sort of thinking about it. All that has happened in the last couple of months, they said, the real effect of it, we think we're feeling the effect now. We haven't started feeling the effect. The real effect of it will be felt in the next 2 years, the next 3 years, when economies have to recover from the downtime that all the lockdown and everything, and the real effect of it is still in the future. So I imagine if there's so much hardship and pain right now, and we're told by our current pundits that this is just the lightning before the thunder, what is 2021 going to look like? What is 2022 going to look like? What is the next 3-4 years going to look like? These are predictions for established economies. How much more struggling economies like you have in Africa? Okay, what is the hope of the common? What is the hope of the average person? And here's what I've got to tell you. That the days and times are coming where even government will tell you that all that they say and all that they promise cannot be counted back on it. The days and times are coming where truly and deeply they that know their gods and want to be strong and do exploits. That's why I'm so elated that Reverend would be having this meeting. We're sharing about what is on the heart of the Father for this season. Look at Revelation. I just want to show you something very good today. Revelation chapter 2. Paul was, and John, pardon me, the Apostle John was writing to different churches. But I just wanted to see something that he said consistently to all of the churches. Remember, he said that after the LED, what the Spirit said to the churches, that every time he ended what he had to say to each church. Let me hear what the Spirit said to not this church. So when he spoke to the church in Laodicea, he would say what the Spirit said to the churches. When he spoke to this other church, he would end it by saying what the Spirit said to the churches. Now, when you look at it, what the Spirit said to the different churches were different. The content of the message that John had to deliver to different churches were absolutely different. But he kept saying there is a consistent message of the Spirit to all the churches. And I want you to observe, even though we can read all the messages to all the churches, look at Revelation chapter 2, and verse 7, he was talking to the angel of the church of Ephesus. In verse 7, he says, he that had a thing, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches, to him that overcometh, will I give, and then we'll talk about all the wicked. Okay, then we look at verse 11. Talking, ending his message to the church at Smyrna. He says, he that had and here, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches, he that overcometh. So you begin to see a trend. Okay, when he was speaking to the church at Ephesus, he gave them a different message from the church at Smyrna. But when he ended it, he says, he that had and here, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. And consistently, what the Spirit said to all the churches was, he that overcometh, to him that overcometh. You see that again in the sermon, after he had spoken to the church at Pergamos. He says, he that had here, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches, to him that overcometh. Then you see that in verse 26, after his message to the church at Thyatira, he says, and he that overcometh, and he that my works, unto the end to him, will I give power over the nations. Then in 29, says, he that had here, that's for Thyatira. In chapter 3, verse 5, talks about he that overcometh, the same, then verse 6, he says, he that had let him hear. Then in verse 12, the church at Philadelphia, he says, he that overcometh, will I make a pillar on and on. Then it says, he that hath an ear. And then you see the same thing again for the church at Laodicea. It says, to him that overcometh, that's verse 2, and then chapter 3. And it says, I will like grant them the service. He that hath an ear. Now, so what was the consistent message of the Spirit of God to all the churches through the Apostle John? He that overcometh.
Yes,
sir. Now, so that tells you something. There is something that the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. We have a responsibility to overcome.
Yes, sir.
God has given us the victory, but we must overcome. And this is important. God has given us the victory, but it is our responsibility to manifest that victory, to overcome. As far as God is concerned, every one child of his is a victim. Is an overcomer, but it says he that overcomes. So it's not everyone that overcomes. there are people that allow their situation to overcome them. It is but he that overcomes. And you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57 and 52 that we read. He says, thanks be to God who gave us the victory through Jesus Christ. He says, then he tells us what to do so that we can have that victory, we can function and manifest that victory. He says, but be careful, ye beloved, be steadfast. Now, please note that word. When it says we have received victory, what it tells us to do is to be steadfast. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 6. I want to show you something else here. Ephesians 6 chapter 6. He's still talking about these responsibilities that we have as a believer to overcome. God has given to every one of us that responsibility to overcome. He has given us the victory, but we have the responsibility to manifest that victory. Okay? So, whatever challenge you face, and I always tell believers something. You're faced with a situation. One time somebody came in and told me about some mighty problem that he was facing. And I could tell, physically, humanly, something that it was a lot of problem. You see, but always we are presented with two options. And I want you to listen to me. As Christians, we are always presented with two options, regardless of how the challenge is came. Whether they came by your own making, they came by your errors, they came by ignorance, they came by your consent, your disobedience, or they came simply by an attack of the enemy. Whichever way the challenge is coming, we are presented with two options as believers. Number one is to become one of those who lived, who become a part of history, who become a part of those who fall on the start at the black of Egypt. We'll talk about the wayside of history. And when you're telling the stories, oh, he was one of them, she was one of them, oh, she had cancer and that happened to her, oh, she had this and that happened to her, oh, he had this challenge, oh, she had that challenge, oh, you know. We could become one of the statistics, we could become one of the numbers, but we're presented with another option. We can choose that our story would become a source of comfort and consolation to others who are going through what we're going through, who eventually go through what we're going through. I always use the example of Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer was abused by her father. You and I, that she's not the only one who went through that situation. You may have even had people who went through similar situations, not as half as bad as what she went through. And it became one of the numbers, one of the statistics. But she stood on the word. And today, not only did she have victory over that situation, her story has become an inspiration to millions of the face of the earth. So we are always presented with two options, to become a statistic or to become an inspiration. The choice is yours. And tonight you've got to make that choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to become one of the statistics, or are you going to become an inspiration to others? Now, why this teaching tonight is so important is the fact that there's a consistent truth that you find all true scriptures. Those who gain the victory always stand still, steadfast, immovable. God said to the children of Israel, says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In sense, if you don't stand still, you don't see the salvation of the Lord. He says, he'll give it to us the victory, and he says, be steadfast, immovable, stand on the word. Now look at Ephesians 6. There's something I want you to see. Now, in the Bible student, Watchman Nee taught us this, that the book of Ephesians is broken into three parts. Okay, it talks about seat. The sitting of the believer, referring to his position, was seated with Christ Jesus. So Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 2 deal with that. Then from chapter 3 is walk. So you have the seat portions of Ephesians. You have the walk portions of Ephesians. That's talking about our walk in Christ. Okay? Walking in the Lord and walking out what we have received of him. Then there's another portion, which is actually the briefest portion of the convention, but very powerful. Stand. And this is so much. Remember, I said the believer is born into war zone. But the admonition of Paul in the war zone, in warfare, the position of the believer in warfare is a standing position. B, Okay. And maybe I should read it to you so you get it for yourself. Ephesians chapter 6. It says, verse 10, I want you to follow this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is put on the whole armor of God. Now, please follow this. That you may be able to stand. That's number one. It is that you may be able to stand, to fight. You know, many times when we talk about putting on the whole armor of God, we think that the next thing you should say is, after you put on the whole armor of God, it says that you may be able to fight. No, it says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Now look at verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, one another. Verse 13, I want you to follow. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Do you see that word stand there again? In the evil day, now look at this again. It says, and having done all to stand, then verse 14, stand therefore. So what is the position of the believer in warfare? Stand. This is so vital. You see, victory is a positional matter. Please don't forget what I'm saying to you tonight. Victory is a positional matter. It is not an effort matter. For the world, victory is seen as efforts. Oh, we did this so much, so we got this. But for the believer, victory is a positional matter. What do I mean when I say victory is a positional matter? Consistent in talking about warfare and manifesting, because this warfare is not manifesting the victory that Christ has already given unto us. He says, what we should do is to stand. We take on the whole armor to stand. We do everything, have it done all, to stand. What then do we do? Stand therefore. What does it mean when it refers to stand? Is referring to you being immovable, unshakable in your revelation of who you are and what he has done for you. This is so vital. I'm not sure I could explain this enough tonight. This is so vital. This is so important. You see, faith takes a posture, and that's the posture of standing. It's the posture of resting, where you stand immovable in what Christ has done for you. You know, here's the problem. And I want you to listen to me. And I want you to listen with all of your heart, because by the time we're done tonight, you're going to see a new dimension. But what the problem many times is when we think of spiritual warfare, we think of manifesting our victory. We're thinking of getting something from. We're thinking of working out, trying to obtain something from the Lord. But I want to show you a scripture, Philemon. Philemon is just before the book of Hebrews, I think, and just one chapter. There's a verse, the most popular verse of Philemon, but so powerful. It says in the sixth verse, it says that the communication, the word communication there does not mean the talking about, no, it refers to the use of your faith. It says that the combination, the use of your faith may become effective by acknowledging. This is so powerful, so powerful. By the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. It's already in you. Now, here's the problem. Many times we're trying to use our faith to get good things from Christ Jesus. So somebody says, I'm using my faith to get my faith. That's not wrong. But that's not exactly spiritually correct. I'm using my faith to get. That's the reason why there's a lot of faith failures. It says that your faith acknowledges what you already have. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We will not be blessed. We are blessed. So it says what our faith does is to acknowledge that we already have these good things. So let me explain it this way. Let's imagine we have someone here who's challenged in one area of their life. I don't know anybody here except Pastor Rex and Reverend Rex, the Reverends, except them both, and I love them dearly with all of my heart. But I don't know any other person here. So if I'm saying anything, I'm saying it because I'm not referring to you except the Lord is putting words in my heart for you. Let's imagine someone here who this challenge that's maybe in your health, your challenge, maybe whatever it is, maybe you're believing for a child or something like that. Whatever it is, your challenge in certain area of your life is usually the problem. You see, we are using our faith to get that thing from God. But the question I was asking is, when do you know that you have gotten it? Is it when, let's imagine someone who's believing for a child, is it when you go to the doctor and then the doctor tells you, or you do a test and then the string turns right, changes color? Or how do you know you're healed of that shoulder pain or adventure of someone here who's got a shoulder pain or a skin condition? How do you know that you're healed of it? Is it when the skin changes color, or when the pain leaves you, then you go, oh, I am healed? Is that when you receive from the Lord? Is that when you became victorious? The truth of the matter is, that's not when we became victorious. The Bible says that your faith becomes effective when you acknowledge the good thing that's already in you. Right? So what am I saying? I'm saying there's healing already in you. I'm saying there's prosperity already in you. I'm saying that there is righteousness in you. I'm saying that there is deliverance in you. It is not what you are trying to get. It is what you already have. So what did Paul tell us to do? He said, stand therefore. The one who is trying to have it keeps running, keeps pushing, pressing, trying to do everything just to obtain it. You see, but the one who knows he has it does what? He stands in the revelation of what he has. So what is the position of the truth? Standing. We've got to be standing on something. What is it that you know that you have? And that's why let me show you even the fourth chapter. Paul was referring to this. And then he was saying something about the rest that God has for the believer. He says in verse 9, he says, therefore remain at rest for the people of God. That's chapter 4, verse 9. Therefore remain at rest for the people of God. And so, it's so vital that we know this. We're born into a war zone, but we're born equipped. Mm-hmm. So our responsibility is to stand in the knowledge of what we have, not what we are trying to have, but what we are trying to get, not what we're pushing to get, what we already have. So what is your greatest responsibility? I'll tell you. You see, all through the New Testament, what Paul prayed for the church was that God would grant them revelation. And why is that the case? Because what you know is what you have. And so what? Maybe I should show you something else. You see, this is the power, because once you have the revelation of something, Paul says, stand on it. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. Make sure that you hold that truth dear to your heart. And life, the law of life is this, the way life is structured is this, that it will respond. It will align with the revelation that is in your heart if you stand on it. So standing, being immovable, unshakable, standing on the authority of God's word, regardless of how long it takes, standing there. And that's what Abraham had to do, standing on the authority of his word. And I want to show you something. I believe it's 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians. I read us maybe two more scriptures and then we close this session, because I need to be doing 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians, pardon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay, so I think I have it all mixed up, because I didn't put that reference before coming here. But okay, pardon. First Corinthians, chapter 2. It's chapter 2. Look at what it says, and I want you to follow me. It's so powerful. Chapter 2, verse 9. This is, but as it is written, I have not seen nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now look at this. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So how does God give us the things he has prepared for those that love him? He reveals it to us. So he's right, this that revelation is possession. God's kingdom, revelation is possession. Now I do know, many people say confession is possession, and I agree. Yeah, they are very right. One of the into confession does for you is to help you come to a place of revelation. You realize that if you keep confessing a certain truth, after a while, light breaks into your heart. So the essence of confession at the end of the day is still revelation. Revelation is possession. Now look at what it says. If you move further down, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Now please don't forget this. Now we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So, the things that are freely given to us, what does it say? It says, the spirit of God helps us to know them. Why? Because revelation actually is possession in the kingdom of God. I'm always saying, stand on this. All right, so, number one responsibility. Stop trying to become or stop trying to have. Pray till light breaks in your heart. Stay on the word. Pray till light breaks in your heart on what you have. For example, I can pray and say, oh God, anoint me more, anoint me more. And it's a beautiful prayer. You see, but the scripture says that I'm anointed of God. He that establishes us with you and anoints us is Christ. I mean, there are plenty of such scriptures. So what do? I take those scriptures and I lock myself up. I started meditating upon the fact that I'm anointed of God, even in praise and acknowledging his anointing upon my life. Now that's an easier route and faster route. It's just a matter of time. I come out of that place with revelation. My heart knows I am anointed of God. Why am I able to face cancer? Because of revelation that I have. Why am I able to face the situations of life? Because of the revelation that I have in my heart. Revelation is possession and the posture of victory. It's which I want here. Standing. What are we standing for? It's your word. You see, there are different levels of warfare. The most basic level of warfare is what we call the fight of faith. It's a spiritual warfare, but it's the most basic. And the fight of faith is that fight where you're standing on God's word to say, whatever it is that life is throwing at me, God's word is true, and we have that responsibility to demonstrate to ourselves and to the world the truth of God's word. Romans chapter 4, I'll read you that again. One more scripture, Romans the 4th chapter. Romans 4th chapter. And I'll share a story. And for some reason, I never used to share this story before. But recently, God said, it's time to, I never usually share my personal stories. God said, it's time to start sharing your stories and let people see how it works. I remember before all of our kids were born, usually the Lord would give a word of promise, our firstborn, and usually it's not a word of promise. And always it happened while I was in my study, early in the morning praying, the words will come. The first child, the second child, our second son, and then our last girl, our daughter. And usually in those words of prophecy, would be their names as well. And so the Lord spoke to me differently about our different kids. And the Lord spoke to me about my daughter and said certain wonderful and beautiful things which I immediately would communicate to my wife. As she'd do a better job at keeping those things than myself. But we realized that as at the time she ought to have started working, she couldn't work. And here I was, as pastor of the church. I was someone who had laid hands on several people and we had seen healings and miracles at different levels. And by God's grace, we had at that point. So just so you can put it in context, we had seen cancers here, we had seen deaf ears open, we had seen bone conditions healed, and talk about it. We had seen HIV turned around, and we had seen quite a bit. And here was I in my own house, in my own little space. My daughter couldn't work. And to cut the long story short, we went to see the doctor to consult them. He said, well, the chances are very slim. In fact, I don't think there's anything that can be done again. Her bones are ossified. She won't be able to walk again. But there's a slim chance we can have surgery, but it really doesn't matter. It might not change much. I said to her, Jesus, and you say, my daughter isn't going to work. This is not what you told me. You were to promise. You told me she was going to be bold and fierce like a lion. And usually, those prophetic words will come with visions. So I had to see a sneak peek of their lives. I didn't see her in a wheelchair. I didn't see her with crutches. I saw her walking. And so I knew that this was an attack. attack of the devil. I knew this was a fight of faith. I knew that this was not a joke. I knew that I couldn't take it lightly. So I remember I called my wife and I sent to her confessions of faith. I said, every time you see her and fear fills your heart, hold up your phone and declare these words to her legs. Your bones will grow in the name of Jesus. The ligaments are going to grow. The signs and the ligaments that they said are too short will grow out in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will walk, you will run in the mighty name. And we have those confessions. I had it on my phone on a 10-minute daily reminder. And as you can have my phone with the reminder, I declared those words out of my mouth. It became so much a part of my life. I mean, the doctors did all the past on like she was 1 year old, she couldn't work, she was crawling like a creep all over the house, crying, frustrated because she just wanted to walk. And there were times I would look at my daughter with cast on her leg, and the doctors have said, well, there's nothing we can do, we're just trying our best. And I wondered, why are you doing this, even though you know it will work? And tears would roll down my eyes, I would run because I was the man of the house, I was the pastor, I couldn't be caught crying. I'd run to my office, and I began to declare God's words of that, put the pillow over my face, over my head, and declare, no, in the name of Jesus, she's going to run. And I remember those procedures we go for. Her legs, it was horrible. She never seen her scream and cry that way. The tears ran my heart. And I knew that they had told us all of this was just a waste of time. We were just trying to do what it was that they could do to ensure that she could work. But here was what happened. We kept declaring to us, not that God was going to come. You work, you run, you jump. I was declaring what God had said to my heart, what I had said in God's word. One of those times, I was out of town ministry, and now I had gone to go to check up again. They had said, well, after this one, I'm going to remove the cast, we're going to do surgery on her legs, maybe for another 6 weeks, 3 months, she won't be able to walk again, she'll be on the cast, and it's after that we'll know if there's any progress. I said, dear Jesus, another 3 months. And I was wondering, what's going to happen? My wife went, and I remember I got the WhatsApp pictures. She said, look at her daughter's legs. Her legs had moved back into position. Everything they said was abnormal had become normal. The axe had formed. Her legs was back. I mean, it was flabby before it had gone into position. The ligament had grown out by the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember where I was. It was my hotel. The tears rolling down my eyes. I said, the word never fails. If you are steadfast, immovable, the word never fails. I want to read a scripture as I close. Romans 4, chapter. I don't know what it is that you're faced with. Hear this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hear this before I read you that scripture. Jesus went to a pool at Bethsaida, the pool of Bethsaida. And the Bible tells us that he was rendezvous of broken humanity. There was every kind of disease and infirmity in that place. But Jesus walked to one man who had been there pretty much all of his life, could not walk. And so even if the water was stirred at whatever time it was stirred, there was no one to help him and he couldn't walk. He was a failed attempt. He would never get healed. And Jesus looked at him and said, what is it that you want? He started saying, rubbish, nobody to help me, on and on and on and on. And then Jesus said, rise and take up your bed and walk. That is what I want to share. The man had no faith for him because Jesus asked, what do you want? And the man was saying, rubbish, absolute rubbish, but he still healed him. So it was not a healing to show the operations of things. Jesus wanted to show us something bigger. But what is the bigger thing? The man had to wait for the waters to be stirred. We don't know how frequently it was stirred. It could be once a week, once a year, once a month, twice a year. We don't know. And nobody could tell. You have to wait for the stirring of the water. But Jesus gave the word. And at the instance of the word, the man was healed. Here's what I want to get across to. Whilst healing services, breakthrough meetings, all of those kind of things happen once in every while, the word of God is always stirred. You don't have to wait for no stirring of the water. The word from the mouth of Jesus, the words in the scriptures is always stirred. And you can show right now, not tomorrow, right now as we speak. You can receive your baby. Thank you, Lord. You can receive your baby. You can receive a healing to your bones. You can receive restoration to your business. You can receive whatever it is. Because with God, anything is possible. You don't have to wait for no special stirring of the waters, no special meetings. By the power of God's Spirit, tonight, yes, you can receive. There's a manifestation in your life. You can receive. He says he always giveth us the victory. Always, not sometimes, always. Always. Never forget this, brothers and sisters. The water of the word is always there. It's not seasonally there. Always there. You can jump right into it now and receive whatever it is that you want. He always giveth us the victory. As I close, let me read you a scripture that will bless you. This changed my life so much. Romans chapter 4. Look at it. Romans the 4th chapter. Oh, boy, it's so beautiful. Romans chapter 4, from verse 16. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, which is the father of us all. Now, please, if you were so busy and you were missing out all that I had said before, you've got to listen to this, because I'm about to close. And this is going to bless you so much. In verse 17, he says, as it is written, please underline that. So we come to find what is written. What is written concerning you, concerning that situation, and stand on it. Now follow this. He says, as it is written, I have lived. Now why are we talking about being steadfast? You see it. Why are we talking about standing? You see it. I have lived it, not I will meet you. Whilst he was yet barren, physically, what was written was, I have made a father of many nations, not I will make you. That's the problem with the practice of faith for men. They are trying to use their faith to be made the father of many nations. Faith is not trying to be made to make Abraham follow this. Let's use Abraham as an example. Prototype. Faith does not try to make Abraham the father of many nations. Faith starts with the knowledge that Abraham is now the father of many nations, even though yet barren. I want you to observe the difference. For many people, faith is making Abraham, who is barren, to become the father of many nations. However, scriptural faith is that starts when Abraham, who physically is barren, acknowledges that he is already the father of many nations. So it starts with what you have, not what you need. This is so vital. Faith always starts with the revelation of every good thing. You see that? What we already have. Not what we want, not what we lack, not what we need. This is so vital. And that's why you realize that there are so many faith failures in the body of Christ. And then go, I'm angry with God. Because many times they are trying to use their faith to become or get something. Faith acknowledges that we already have it. So when are you going to have your restoration? Now. Mm-hmm. When do you have your child? Now. When do you have your victory? Now. Not tomorrow. So look at it. As it's written, I have made the father of many nations. This is what people who believe so. Faith believes. The operation of faith only starts when we know what we already are. So, man, look at what it says. Who connect the dead and collect the things that people have to be together. Now, so, my God, verse 18. Now, this is what it says. Who against hope believes in hope that he might become? Verse 17, please underline it. As it is written, it says, I am made. So, God says, I am made. Verse 18. Why did he believe? Why was he in faith that he might become what he has been made? So I want you to see the process. Faith starts knowing that I have been made this. So what is the journey of faith? From what you are already in Christ Jesus to becoming it in the physical. Abraham, you are the father of many nations. What does his faith do? His faith journeys from here to become it in the physical. So the steadfastness we are talking about is a steadfastness that starts only with the revelation of who we are and what we have, and we're staying steadfast till there's a physical manifestation of what we know we are already. And so I always tell you, in Christ as a believer, only the healed get healed. Only the rich get rich. It's so important. For the unbeliever, it's different. But from the believer, it's different. You see, the unbeliever has nothing. The Bible calls them spiritually bankrupt. So the operation of faith is different. For the believer, it's absolutely different. For the believer, we have already. Okay? So we are standing in the revelation of who we are and what we have. Let me read it again. This is verse 17, 4, 7. Think about Abraham. As it's written, I have made thee. So let me prophesy to someone here. Based on God's word, he has made you a joyful mother of children. He has restored everything concerning your business. He has established you as the head amongst your peers. He has set you. He has taken you from the dunghill and sent you amongst the princes to stay. Not that he will do it. He has done it. Now, so what is your responsibility? Stand steadfast. I told you that was the last scripture. I heard that usually when the pastor says last scripture, he's not usually the last scripture. Look at this. This will bless you so much. It says, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers of the word, receiving the answers. You know what we do here? Of doing the word. Many times they go, oh yes, that means I will not do this, I will not do that, I will not do this, I will do this, I will do that. But let the scripture interpret itself. What does it mean to do the word? Because it's in keeping what we're sharing tonight. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, those who hear or don't do. He says he's likened unto a man who looks at himself in a glass. He's likened unto a man. Pardon me just a second. He's likened unto. He says, for he beholdeth himself and went his way. He says, and straightly forgetteth what manner of man he was. So who is he that heareth and does not do? Okay. He says, the man looks at himself in the glass. What is the glass? Glass is the mirror of the word of God. The glass is the mirror of the word of God. So he says, the man looks at himself in the glass. The mirror says that you are healed, not will be healed. He says, he looks at himself, but immediately he turns away from the glass. He forgets what manner of man he was that he saw. So everything in life reminds him about himself. He remembers his marriage. He remembers and forgets the image that he saw in the world. He said, that is the hearer I want to do. I want to use this. Because many times you say, oh, be a hearer and a doer. So as pastors preach today, make sure you do what he has said. Well, that's right, but that's not exactly the context. What is the doing of the word? What does it mean to do the word? Look at it here. It says in verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. That's the word. Continue therein. He be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. And please underline that. He didn't say a doer of the word. Now he says a doer of the work. He says, this man shall be blessed in state. So I want you to observe that he moved from a doer of the word to a doer of the work. So what is the work? To keep the image of the word before us. That is what it means to stand steadfast. So even though the world shows you a different image, people say different, life reminds you. And don't forget, this is who you are. You are broke. You have no money. This is the doer of the word. It's one who keeps the image of God's word before. What is it that God's word has shown? Stand steadfast on the word of God. Why? That word never fails. God bless you. Thank you so much. I do hope that we received something tonight. That's a blessing to us. Let's stand with God. I can tell you stories and testimonies of God's testimonies. God's word never fails. matter how long it is, you're always close to God. Thank you for the opportunity and the honor to join in tonight, and I do hope that we were blessed. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! And that was something. I saw you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for those powerful words. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, just a minute, wait. Great, okay. Everyone, I want to believe you were blessed. So could you just unmute your mic for just 1 second and say, Pastor Oyo, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank
and if
you
are
so
tired,
much, sir.
Thank
you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Wow.
Thank you
so much,
sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Oyo. God bless you. We really appreciate every word. I will believe that this word will take us further into
God bless you.
We appreciate you so much, sir. All right. Thank you. So we could log you out now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, sir. All right. Bye, sir. Glory to God. How are you all doing?
Hallelujah.
I believe you had a great one tonight. Wow. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Hearing from Pastor Aaron blessing us tonight. Hallelujah. Could you just go ahead and thank God for the word that you heard tonight? I want to believe that one word stood out, two words stood out, three words stood out, four words stood out. I mean, the revelation of God's word will be our anchor for life. That's what it's going to be, for life. There is no other medicine anywhere. It's God's word all the way. Hallelujah. God's word all the way. So could you just go ahead and just say, Father, I thank you for the word that I've heard today. I am in a place of victory. Glory to God. Pastor, you told us that tonight. All right, we stand. We stand. We take the position of victory. We take the position of all things being working together for our good. Or we take the position of the victorious person in this world where we know that there are battles here and there. We can't be defeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cannot be defeated. Why? Because we've got God's word. Hallelujah. We've got God's word. We have the Holy Ghost as our leader. We thank God for all that we have. That is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for the word tonight. My faith has been stirred. I'm going to stand on the word until it produces any day, any time. And as I end 2020, it doesn't matter where I have been. Hallelujah. I'm still going to use that word to end the year. Use the word to get into 2021, use the word to get into 2022. I'll just keep going. All right, I'll just keep going because the word is the final authority in my life. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. What a privilege to serve the master. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We give you praise, oh God. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for that you have done for us, for that we already have discovered of you. We give you praise, O God. Our lives will never remain the same. We are encouraged. We are stirred up. Oh, glory to God. We keep moving. We keep moving. We shine brighter and brighter. Glory to God. We make progress. Kibaso kanto yegadosha.
Lenkerosa. We refuse to be moved. So we are unmovable. We are not shaking. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Marekisha Tarokoto. Mandoli Bradasa Fredoso. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 I want to thank every one of us that were able to come in here tonight. I want to say thank you so much. All right. Thank you for saving your data. I really appreciate everyone that came in tonight. I'm glad you came, and I know that you didn't waste your time. I know you know that, Emrex, I didn't waste my time. I know you can say that, and I'm glad about what just happened tonight. I'm going to put up the message, all right, on our pages. So please, I'm going to ask you, if you're on the page, you have to listen to this message again. I'm going to put up Reverend Rex's message also. So both messages will be on the pages. So please make sure you download it and you listen to it again. We're ending this year powerfully in the name of Jesus. We're ending this year with testimonies in the name of Jesus. We're ending this year, even if what we have faith for has not come into our hands manifesting, we are still ending this year encouraged. Glory to God. Yes, we are ending this year knowing that all things are working together for our good, and all things are possible to us because we believe. God bless you, everyone. Appreciate every one of us for coming online. All right, to join in for Steadfast 2020. God bless you. Have a great one. All right, enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Glory to God.
Bye.
Love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, we're signing out from this platform. Thanks for, being online to hear. I believe that you were blessed too. All right, so have a great night. God bless you all.